Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready to explore something new.
Well, get ready for this. Today we're looking at something called
Fully Catholic music.
fully Catholic music. This is really unique. It's like faith meets AI, and I'm pretty excited about this one.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting concept, right? I mean, AI and religion, it's not something you see every day.
Definitely not. So we've got some excerpts from their website, and basically they're using AI to make music, but not just any music. It's all about, expressing faith and spirituality.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it so fascinating. We see AI being used in music production more and more, but this adds a whole other layer to it, doesn't it? Like, how do you translate something as complex as faith into, algorithms and code?
Right. That's a great question. And they say it right on their website. They're all about sharing the love of God through, get this, AI-assisted music.
It's ambitious, that's for sure. And they're not just aiming for a small audience either. They're talking about reaching people worldwide, like a modern-day Great Commission.
Exactly. They even mention the Great Commission on the site. And then there's this phrase that really stuck with me. They say their tracks aren't just heard, they're felt.
That's interesting. That makes you think, right? Like, can AI really create something that evokes genuine emotion, especially when it comes to something like faith?
It's a big question. Like, can an algorithm truly understand, let alone express, the depths of, religious feeling?
I mean, that's a debate for the ages, isn't it? What is authentic feeling and can technology replicate it? But I do think it raises some really interesting points about how we experience, faith and spirituality in a world that's increasingly driven by technology.
Absolutely. And they're not just talking about it. They actually have music out there already. They've got these two albums, Songs of My Soul and Remember the Miracle of Christmas.
Just the titles alone, make you think about introspection, personal connection, the emotions tied to faith, especially during, well, Christmas, obviously.
Yeah, you get a sense of like what kind of journey they're trying to create with their music, a journey of faith.
Right. And it makes you wonder about the musical style too, right? Like, are they drawing on traditional hymns and carols, or are they doing something completely different?
Yeah, I'm super curious about that. And get this, they're working on this new project. It's called Psalms Meet Jazz.
Whoa, wait, hold on. Songs and jazz.
Yep, all 150 Psalms set to jazz music.
Now, that is an unexpected combination. I mean, the Psalms are ancient, they have this kind of, timeless quality to them.
Right. And then you have jazz, which is all about improvisation, feeling the moment, going with the flow.
Exactly. So to
Okay.
bring those two together, I mean, it's bold.
Super bold. So, I mean, what do you think? Can it work? Like, can you really capture the essence of the Psalms in a jazz context?
It's a really interesting challenge, right? I mean, jazz is all about, personal expression, pushing boundaries. And the songs, they're full of, deep emotion, spiritual longing. So there's definitely potential there, but it'll be fascinating to see how they pull it off.
Yeah. How do you bridge that gap between, ancient text and modern musical style? I'm definitely curious to hear it.
Me too. I think it could also be a way to bring those texts to a whole new audience, people who might not normally, engage with the Psalms.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And they're not stopping there either. They've got more albums in the works. Plus, they're talking about podcasts and other spiritual resources.
So they're building like a whole ecosystem around this, huh? It's more than just music.
Yeah, like a platform for engaging with faith in, a really different way.
I mean, that makes sense. In a world that's so digitally focused, you have to find new ways to connect with, spiritual ideas.
Definitely. And speaking of connecting, they're also opening up an online store soon with, all their music and stuff. And they said there'll be some giveaways for people who sign up early.
Smart move. Got to get people in the door, right?
For sure. And they even gave a link to their Facebook page. So we'll put that in the show notes. Go check it out. You can stay updated on everything they're doing.
It's a good way to keep up with, new releases and probably connect with other people who are interested in this kind of thing, too.
Totally. So, I mean, this is really something else, right? AI making music for, religious purposes is definitely pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, like, what are the possibilities here? If music is a universal language, can AI help us speak the language of faith in, a new way, a way that resonates with people today?
It's a big question. And I think fully Catholic music is, they're right at the forefront of figuring that out. So I'd say check it out for yourselves. Give it a listen, see what you think. Maybe it'll spark something new for you, maybe it won't. But either way, it's a conversation worth having.
Absolutely. It's about exploring those intersections, between faith, technology, and music. And who knows where it might lead.
Exactly. So that's Fully Catholic Music, folks. Go explore, keep an open mind, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.
See you then.
Bye for now.
Bye.